This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Something about Blink 182. Yes. It takes me to a place. You know?
Yeah, it's because you used to listen to them a lot, and then you stopped for about 20 years.
Huh? I wonder if that's it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's as simple as that.
Yeah, you were obsessed with them as a teenager, and now as a 30-year-old, you long for those days. You hear the songs, and it takes you back to that era, not only in human history but in your life.
It definitely is. It's definitely a possibility.
All right, since we last spoke, which was the morning after the morning after our special bonus Thursday episode last week, the media has declared Joe Biden president-elect. Of course,
Since when does
the media even fucking tell us who won the election? I'm going to wait until the lawsuits settle.
Fine.
And decide who has the most votes. Cool. After that.
I honestly, I love it. Wait till the lawsuits. Prolong your pain. The faster you admit that Joe Biden won the election, the faster you can just like accept the next 4 years. It's happening. He's the president. You can go fuck off.
Well, here's the problem.
Vote for the other guy. Tell me what the problem is.
The problem for Trump is that he can't keep raising cash if he concedes. So, like, he's like, I got to fight, but I need some money.
Cool.
I mean, spare a dime? And then he sort of milks his supporters for 2 last months. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to drop the lawsuits, but thanks for the cash. Or we fought it, but we lost anyway. Those fucking cheaters. All right, bye.
I feel like he can raise money for literally anything, though. If he's like, I concede, I lost the election, but give me money for my campaign when I run in 2024.
Like, he'll. And people will be like, for sure.
Yeah. That's. But, I mean, I'm perfectly happy with him robbing his supporters. I think that's cool because they're bad, too.
So here's a question I've been asking people. Were you, first of all, where were you? And then were you more relieved or are you more happy?
I didn't know what I was going to feel like. I'll tell you exactly where I was. I had just gotten breakfast with my sister, Liza. And at the end
what
of
did you eat?
I got a sausage, egg, and cheese on a roll.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then anything to drink or just to set the mood?
I had
to drink anything like an orange juice.
It was a really nice day.
Water.
I had, let me finish if you're asking what I was drinking, right?
You don't have to guess.
I'll tell you what I drank. It'll be faster.
I feel like I know what it is. Yeah.
You feel like you know what it is? You guessed 3 things and they were all wrong.
Was it? All right, an iced coffee.
Yeah.
It was a classic. Nice coffee.
That's right.
You're going to want some water, though, with it, because otherwise you'll get a little dehydrated. But continue.
After breakfast, we were like walking.
What did she have?
She had oatmeal, and that's quite enough. And she had an iced coffee as well to drink. Okay.
Noted.
And she had a little water because she didn't want to get dehydrated.
That's right.
She was like just telling me how she hadn't been able to sleep because she felt good about the election, but she was just like wanted them to call it. And she was like feeling anxious that they hadn't called anything yet.
Yeah.
And she left. She was walking home. I got back into my car. And as I got into my car, I turned on the radio. And like at that second, they like interrupted the traffic to make the announcement.
Whoa.
And I like.
So you heard about it on the radio?
I heard it on the radio live as it happened. I spun my car around.
Hit her.
I just, she was walking next to this bagel shop and I blasted it. So I broke the news to people standing out in front of this shop, including my sister.
Wow. Wow.
And then we hugged and we just felt like so, it was relief. It was like, it was a confused, happy relief. And then the best part was from there, I drove back to Prospect Heights and like, just driving down the street in Williamsburg, I'm just like hearing some car honks, some woos. I'm like driving by people and I start like clapping and we giving each other thumbs ups. But it was like this slow build that by the time I got back to Prospect Heights, I was like driving up Washington Ave and I could barely get my car through because there were people out dancing on the streets.
Spilling. Yeah. Partying, spilling like into
speakers,
the road.
Banging pots and pans. I drove by Grand Army Plaza and it was just like, filling up with people. Everyone is euphoric.
Wow.
Everyone's so happy. Then I rode my bike back to McCarran Park and I popped champagne and it was amazing.
Whoa. Okay. So was it more of a relief? Holy shit. That was close, but we'll take it. Or like, oh my God, we just won the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, we just won the Super Bowl. It's over. Yeah. That was the feeling. And it still is That's the cool. feeling. And he can do whatever the fuck he wants with the lawsuits. Waste your money. Waste everyone's time. What about you?
Actually, the Supreme Court just said that they sided with him. The
in which state
he the votes to, for Biden?
Yeah, Biden has
Pennsylvania, he has to do it to like Georgia.
He has to do it to four different states. He has to pick off. He can't fucking do it.
For me, I was up all night, late night, every night, and then by the time it actually got called, I was fast asleep because I'm like, all right, I think I don't have to stress
you
out anymore.
Up. Oh man,
no, because it was like 8:30. I fall asleep at like three, like. Like, they have to call it, right? He's up by 31,000 in Pennsylvania. And then I'm like, if they don't call it, then I guess they just won't call it until, like, weeks and weeks. And they're just, like, waiting for, like, all this drama to subside. And then I wake up and they're like, all right, they figured 28,000 up in Philly wasn't enough. Let's go to 32,000 and now we can call it. And then once they called it, the floodgates opened. And I felt, I think I was more on the other side. I felt more relief. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe it was so close. I had already, like, sort of spent the joyous energy because he had come back and it felt like he was already gonna win, so like it wasn't like a holy shit we were about to lose and now we win instantly. It was such a slow burn towards victory.
It was a release that, we were edged.
Yes, it was a release. Yeah. We were edged, but I didn't explode. I didn't like erupt and like I wasn't the one dancing on cars in a parking lot. I wish I felt that level of euphoria, but I was more just like exhaust. It's sort of like the end of a marathon where I'm like, okay, it's done. Wow. It's finally done.
So
or how they describe when you get to the top
like,
of Mount Everest.
You didn't scream woo at the top of your lungs once that day?
I did, but only because Avital made me do it. I wasn't screaming elated, joyous. I was more like exhausted, happy that crisis was averted. Mm-hmm. But overall, like I felt like that was too close for comfort, and I knew he was going to win for 3 days, and it was weird the way it was done.
I think I had truly had the opposite experience where like I felt like calling it on Saturday on just it was a beautiful day in New York City.
Yeah, here too. It was like rained for the first time in 7 months and there were like rainbows in the sky for the first time ever.
I feel like it was a gift that happened on a Saturday and I had an entire day of like partying and being happy and joyful with people. It was a gift. It was a wonderful thing.
Don't get me wrong. I'm definitely happy people partied because it was fun to see Trump sort of like slowly realizing that the day he lost was an international music festival in his dishonor. So it was nice to see him bummed. But I didn't have the energy to like celebrate with everybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like we should not necessarily have gathered in the amount of groups that we did. But
yeah, definitely a lot of singing and dancing in close proximity.
Yeah, it was wrong. But my God, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, what else were you going to do? We've been waiting for this moment for 4 years.
Yeah, it was worth the risk for me.
And then is any part of you a little like nervous or downtrodden about how it went down, like how it wasn't the overwhelming yada yada, the Senate yada yada?
I think I've gone back and forth on this. As they continue to tally up the votes, the popular vote margin is getting bigger and bigger. I do think that it'd be nice if it was like totally unequivocal, nothing he could do about it. But in a way, it's kind of fun that he's going to whine about the results. Like him tweeting, "I won the election by a lot," it still makes me laugh every time I look at it. And I look at it sometimes just for the joy. And then you got to also remember that Biden flipped, like so far, it's 4 states back from where Trump had them. And it's a broad coalition too. It's not just, you got the Rust Belt back or whatever, like Georgia and
Arizona
and Michigan. Like I feel like that's a good broad coalition. And there are the people that will want to see Hunter Biden's emails. And I just cannot give a fuck about them. If Trump won by, or Trump lost by like 4 million more votes, it still wouldn't have been enough of a rebuke to eliminate those people. They're here to stay. So I don't think there was anything, there's not really any result that can be better just like in a, like black and white, this is what happened. Trump lost. Biden's the new leader. That's great. That's all I care
about. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The end goal is good. We can all agree on that. This is what we wanted.
The Senate is definitely frustrating, but there's still a snowball's chance in hell that we can get it.
That's right.
There's two Georgia runoffs.
I'll be donating to Ossoff.
Yeah.
31-year-old Jew.
Yeah, dude. You thought you were going to be able to unsubscribe from the emails, but no. You thought phone banking was over? Oh, no, 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 no. We're calling Georgians. God. You better believe we're calling Georgians.
I feel bad for people who live in Georgia for the next 2 months. They're going to get like $500 million worth of ads thrown at them.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Imagine this much important on one Senate race.
At what point did it occur to you that we are going to keep on doing our podcast?
I think Wednesday morning when I woke up and like everything was, they were talking about how the votes coming in will propel Biden to victory easily in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and that would be enough.
I see. But like on Saturday, you weren't like, we're going to keep on doing the podcast.
No, that's what I felt like it was already over, and I was like, I was just exhausted waiting for them to call it, and they wouldn't call it. And then by the time they finally did, I was like, I had already mentally decided that he was going to win. I was just like frustrated that it was taking them so long.
Yeah, calling it definitely meant something to me.
Yeah, I mean, it meant something to everybody. There were parties like, happening in Paris and London.
I hadn't even like made my mind. I definitely thought that, but it wasn't like, I was not up in the camp of like, this thing's over. You know, I was like, as long as they haven't called it, there's still like a lot of damage that can be done.
It is awesome that Biden's already acting like president. So like everyone's like, no, wait, we have to wait. And Biden's like, all right, I'm meeting with the task force today. I'm going to give speeches. They're going to air them on CNN. And Trump's like, stop it. You're kicking me out, actually. We have to wait.
Yeah, all the world leaders congratulating him too.
Don't congratulate him, actually, because I am going to sue. There was a guy who was supposed to be 6 feet away in Pennsylvania when they counted the votes, and he was 12. So Jesus. That could be.
What about
Kavanaugh? Tell him. Come on, Amy. I gave you a job.
Gorsuch, you're such a piece of shit. What about the Four Seasons total landscaping thing? Did you read and enjoy about
that? Yes.
Yeah.
That, I... I still don't exactly know what... Do they know exactly what went down? Like, the order of operations? But it felt like a Veep episode.
Yeah, I don't... I feel like the truth is never really going to be known. Because whoever made the mistake is never going to admit it. But, like, it's so very clear what happens.
So this is what did happen. Trump tweeted, "We're having a press conference at the Four Seasons Philadelphia." Then he deleted it and said, "Actually, we're having a press conference at the Four Seasons Total Landscape." And people were like, "Wait, that's not a hotel. It's an actual, like, landscape business." And then they're like, "Yes, we actually are having it there." And Rudy Giuliani did a press conference there in front of, like, a dumpster.
Yeah.
He found out on the fly that the media had called the election for Biden while he was there.
Right. While he was there, people started partying in the streets while he was there in the outskirts of Philadelphia in a weird industrial part of town next to a crematorium and a pornographic bookstore.
Like, right.
That's so funny. It is just so good.
What's possible is that they told Trump, or he's like, "Do it at the Four Seasons," and they're like, "Done." And then they either couldn't get the Four Seasons, so they got something called the Four Seasons, or they called the wrong Four Seasons, and then by the time they got there, it was too late. They couldn't change it to the hotel.
Yeah, I think it was booked by mistake, couldn't help it. And then, they couldn't change it, so they just had to go with it. And they're like, "Yeah, we chose this place because it's an American business." You could have done that with anything.
It just happens to have the name of a hotel that Trump tweeted about.
Yeah.
Also, that's the guy in charge of the lawsuits. This is a pretty big deal. Don't you think you should have someone a little bit more confident?
Yeah.
This fucking crazy person who couldn't book a hotel.
You love it. You love to see it.
It's going to be a wild 2 months. All right. But enough about us. This is If I Were You, an advice show after all.
That's right. It's about you.
The only one on the internet still hosted by us. We were going to retire, but we're back, baby.
Four more years.
We asked for some lightning round-esque questions from the peoples of Twitter. Let's see how many we can get through.
Okay. Well, here's a question. No question mark, but very concerned about your Hawaii plans. Someone tweets at us. What are your thoughts about moving to Hawaii now that we have a good president elect?
Yeah, it's less necessary for sure. I mean, it seems more relaxing, and especially with winter coming, it seems like a fun place to sort of spend January, February, March still. And Corona seems to be more in control in Hawaii than say anywhere in the mainland. Mm-hmm. So there is still some positives to be had.
And what about Noosa, Australia? Because I was sending some office space available in Melbourne, but...
Yeah, that's where you were on Tuesday afternoon. Florida sort of went red.
That's right. I guess the idea of living in another place, I still have my wanderlust. But it's definitely no longer fueled from a need to get away and disassociate myself with the country, which is good.
Yeah. It's nice that a really nice, kind person beat a really dumb, mean, incompetent person.
Yeah.
Even though that dumb, mean, incompetent person got 70 plus million votes.
Definitely.
Biden will get 78 million. And that's just enough.
It's just enough. It's all we need. We always knew that we were split in half. But now we see how rotten the other half really is.
I saw this, somebody did this math where it was like, if you just take out California, the rest of the country preferred Trump, which is a pretty bleak way of looking at it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, so 49 of 50 states and Trump wins the popular vote. That's not okay.
That is it. I get, like, there's no reason to like offer up a bleak hypothetical that's not real.
Yeah.
I don't even understand. But
here's a question about Biden's cabinet. What cabinet positions, asks RB Fen 20, would you and Jake be in Biden's administration?
It's a good question. I think I'd be Secretary of State. I think
really that's a big one. That's a really big one.
Because, well, for three reasons. One, I get along. I'm good at getting along with people. I think that I could get along with foreign leaders and dignitaries. Two, I'm a frequent flyer. I actually have Delta status, So
yeah, you would probably not need to fly Delta if you're the Secretary of State.
I wouldn't need to, but I might want to because I get my almost there cookie. I get the turkey.
You could
sandwich.
Probably get a Biscoff if you were the Secretary of State delivered to you. You wouldn't have to go on a fucking flight Dubai.
But I'd get to fly Delta so I could go to the Sky Zone. I think that'd be cool.
By the way, isn't one called like Treasure, like Transportation Department? Like you can be like the head of transportation.
Yeah,
all
but
you
that's
care
more about
is
transportation around here. I want international travel because I want the points. I also, my third point that I was going to say is that I know a lot about foreign policy.
Like, for example?
That it's always that kindness is the best policy.
Nice. For starters. Yeah. Who's the current Secretary of State? Do you know?
Isn't it Mike Pompeo?
I don't know. One of the best things about Biden being president is that all of Trump's friends and family don't live in the White House anymore. So it's like a full cleansing of everybody that's in charge.
It is going to be
the worst person is not in charge of the education department.
I want
the HUD.
I want to follow some of that, like the all of every single one of those like cabinet appointments that everybody was so horrified, like Betsy DeVos, like all of Scott Pruitt. He did leave already, but like just all of these shitty people. It's not just Trump losing his job. They lost their jobs too. Stephen Miller lost his job. Jared Kushner lost his job.
Yeah.
Ivanka lost her job. That's cool. Kellyanne Conway lost her fucking job. Yes.
Yeah, the press. I want to be the press secretary. What's her name? Kaylee?
Kaylee McEnany. Yeah, the job is open. She lost her job.
Yeah, that's right. You could do like a little stand-up set every day, answer some questions.
You like the idea of being in front of people, the cameras pointed at you. You want to answer
the
questions.
Yeah, I want to be sort of the face, the cool face of the organization. Because I see like Ossoff and like people are like, damn, that guy's cool. That guy's hot. That guy's going to be a senator. And I'm like, so fuck that. I'm the fucking press secretary. I'm actually not even a secretary. I'm actually the press boss.
Nice. Press boss. You'll never be like hot like Ossoff is though. But
well,
cool
I just I have to be like taller a little bit, and like
it's not just taller.
He has like a pretty defined jawline,
taller.
A nice groomed beard, better, and like thicker, curlier.
This, like the bone structure on his face is good across the board, and you don't have any of that. So even if you were taller and you had a better chin, you'd be tall with a good chin, but like bad eyes, bad nose, and like teeth.
My attitude is poor.
Yeah, and I like
most of all, like I don't have the energy to keep fighting like he does in like a fun, exciting way.
Totally, it seems like all I did was call you ugly, and you're like giving up on your dream of becoming press boss already.
I don't. Yeah, maybe I'll do like what's a pretty random one? Like
treasurer?
Isn't there one? Like, interior. Isn't there one called like the
Secretary
Department
of
the Interior?
Department of the
or
Interior. Department of Agriculture. That'd be good.
Yeah. I can do that, probably.
You'll be in charge of corn. Probably...
I love corn. That's perfect for me. All right, let's take a break, thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and answers after this.
Yes.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back. No time for unsolicited advice.
We got questions to get through.
Yeah. Here's a question for you, just for me. When the Republican senators, it almost felt like they might have started splintering off from Trump, being like, maybe you shouldn't say that the election is going to be rigged and a fraud. And then they're like, actually, no, yeah, he's right. He's right. Here's $500,000. I actually agree with you, President Trump.
Yeah.
That was an annoying U-turn that they took.
Yeah. Yeah. I there's nothing that Republican senators could do to redeem themselves or fall further out of like the zone of my respect though. So like,
yeah,
Lindsey Graham is like, if he were like Trump should concede, I'd be like, good, you did the right thing. You're still a piece of shit. But instead he like tacked way further to the other direction, donated 500,000. Like, but that's great. You have to like, no matter what they do, it's all good. Cause it's all dumb. Like Lindsey Graham is $500,000 poorer now. That's awesome. Yeah. He sucks, and he lost $500,000 to a worthless cause. Dope. Like, and Trump has all of these guys like held hostage. I think it's fun that they must be so frustrated and so afraid of him that I think.
But
it's
why
cool.
still, if he's about to lose, they still have to be kiss his feet on his way out.
I think because they know that like he has such a like a hold on his base, and it's people that they need. But the weird thing to me is that like, you need Trump's base and people outside of it to actually win. Like it's evidenced by the fact that Trump underperformed the rest of the GOP, like in Congress and in the Senate.
Like, yeah, you need the never Trumpers and the always Trumpers to sort of get together.
So it is like a really tough like line to walk, I imagine, where you have to like not totally repudiate Trump, but also not totally embrace him. Like Lindsey Graham
so
could not win in like a more normal state.
Right. So this is exactly how they got together and they said, let's just tweet, we must count the legal votes. All right? You can't get mad at us for that. Trump can't get mad at us. Trump's We're like, not saying the election's rigged.
You should call all the votes that were cast for Biden illegal. Well, we can't do that because they weren't. So we're not going to say that. Let's just say count every legal vote.
Yeah, and certainly you'd agree with that. You can't get mad at me for that. Right.
The thing where people disagree
is, let's have an election.
Is which votes were legal and which ones were illegal. Because most people would admit that all of the votes that they counted were legal. And Trump thinks that all of the votes for Biden were illegal.
The ones that came in after Election Day. Yeah,
I can understand
the ones that were actually cast before.
It must have been very sad for him because he was up by so much. That's fun.
Yeah. And do you think that he thinks that they were illegal votes, or is he just lying to his base to get them to give him cash?
I truly have no idea. I mean, he seems to actually believe a lot of conspiracy theories. Like, do you think he actually believes that Obama was born in Kenya? Or was he just doing that for, like, I don't think he was doing that for publicity. I think he's a fucking dumb lunatic who thinks there's a conspiracy out there. So, like, I'm not surprised that he's this committed to it.
Interesting. And I think that he doesn't necessarily care as long as it, like, puts him on top. Like, all he cares about is being popular and being a winner. So it almost doesn't matter how he gets that.
Right. I would love to know his real thoughts. I think that he's fully gone off the deep end and, like, drinks his own Kool-Aid now. So I think he is.
Yeah.
Even if it started in a place where he was, like, making a deal with the devil for things that he didn't necessarily believe in but wanted to be famous, I feel like it's gone too far now.
Okay, here's a question from the Gil Moreno. Where's the first place you're going after you get the vaccine? I don't know if you saw, but there's a vaccine not quite done yet, but trending well. With Pfizer's vaccine or whatever is doing well in studies. So we're getting closer. We're trending closer, and it's good that we'll have the Biden administration to actually roll out the vaccine, because I don't know if a lot of people would trust Donald Trump with medical advice.
That's correct. I've been really just missing the UK.
So you want to travel abroad?
I do want to travel abroad.
More so than, like, go to a movie in America.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about... I don't think I miss, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I miss, like, crowds and, like, the old America and, like, going to, I'd like to go to, like, a bar and have a drink inside and, like, but I don't want to be like, I don't miss, like, going to the mall.
Right. What about going to the mall high?
Oh, that's different. That's different. Nah, going to the mall high.
Stoned of yourself.
I want to go to England and just travel around by train again. That's what I miss.
More so than, like, what about performing? We could do comedy shows again.
Yeah. I mean, that would, if we could, I think my dream trip, at least right now, as this question is being asked, is going to England, Ireland, and Scotland, doing shows everywhere. A show in Dublin, show in Manchester, show in London, show in Edinburgh. As I mentioned before, I got super into Ancestry.com during lockdown, and I found out where all my ancestors are from in Scotland and Ireland. So I kind of want to, like, go around and see what's up, like, walk through those green hills and see if I feel a calling to my ancestral home. What about you?
I think I want to do indoor activities here, like basketball games, football games.
You miss, like, sporting events.
Yeah, sporting events, sports bars, watching stuff with people, stuff like that. But
you
want to traveling.
See your friends.
I'd like to see my friends in a setting that's not very cold and distant.
Yeah, you want to see your friends outside of a Zoom.
Yeah, outside of a Zoom or outside of, like, a 12 feet apart and we're both wearing masks yelling at each other.
Yeah. If you could plan a tour right now, where would you want to go?
Canada. We can go to Vancouver, Toronto. Someplace warm would be nice. Go to Australia during our winter. Do you think you'll travel within the last year of, basically, do you think you'll spend a year not traveling? So your last flight was February 29th.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll take a flight before February 28th of this year?
I think there's a chance. There is an outside chance that I will.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'd probably not. I mean, by the time the vaccine gets here and then people take it, and then, like, it's not instantly effective, and who knows how long.
So you won't get on a plane before you're vaccinated.
No, I don't think so.
I think I would get on a plane before I was vaccinated.
Then you might as well do it now.
Yeah. No, I might.
Got it. I mean, it is the perfect time. The numbers have never been higher. That was another funny subplot of election week. It's like coronavirus, which started in last March, has never infected more people as during the election.
As Trump is saying, we're rounding the turn. But like, how yeah, exactly. Fucking would you have been stressed out if this Pfizer news, 90% effective vaccine, comes out Monday morning before the election?
Yeah, because then people will be like, see, he did a good job.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Trump is probably angry about that too.
Definitely, which is awesome. God, I love that. Yeah. He's so mad. He probably thinks it was a plot against him. And honestly, if it was, hell yeah, that's great.
That's probably good, yeah. I mean, you see all these like leaked quotes from the White House being like, I'm relieved, thank God this is almost over. I didn't want to work 4 more years. This
would have been really bad. You got to send me some of those leaked quotes. I want to read them. Also, like the night of the election, like his chief of staff just like had coronavirus at his party.
Yes, and Ben Carson just got it too, from that same
seems
party.
Seems like it was a super spreader. What a fucking idiot. God, it's fucking good.
He's bad, and now he's finally gone.
It feels so good. I might start following him. I never followed Trump, but I think I might start because it's so funny.
All right. Which West Wing character does Jake most resemble in Amir's eyes? Asks Anna Claire Day. Claire Corsi.
Which one?
Been rewatching West Wing. Great show, by the way. I highly recommend it still. I know you've rewatched it once or twice already.
Yeah, an amazing show.
I guess you're most like Josh Lyman, Bradley Whitford's character, because it's sort of like sarcastic and snarky, but you know, kind of well respected around the office.
You think I'm well respected at the HeadGum office?
Yeah, but like not like Leo McGarry level, obviously, but like when Leo, aka me, needs to get something done, he'll assign Josh his little piss boy. I'm Josh Lyman. I don't really know how to do anything. All right, out of the way. Let's get Sam Seaborn, aka Marty, here.
What was Josh Lyman's job in the White House?
He was the deputy...
Chief of Staff?
Chief of Staff, yeah. So Leo was the president's right-hand man, and Josh was one under him.
Cool. And Josh got shot, right?
Did he? I'm not there yet. Don't spoil it.
I thought you said you're watching it for the first time?
No, I'm watching it... I watched the first 2 seasons like 7 years ago, and now I'm rewatching it. But I remember somebody getting shot, but I don't remember specifically.
I thought you had watched all of it, and now you're rewatching all of it. So you watched the first 2 seasons, now you're rewatching the additional those 2 seasons, and then going on.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'll go on because I think Sorkin leaves at a certain point; it becomes less of a good show.
Right, that is true. I think he like leaves and comes back, like he's gone in season 4 and 5 or something like that.
Interesting.
Not worth it.
Oh, here's an interesting one from Lenny, ALED_Z. Does lingerie even make a difference? It comes off anyways, ? So that's interesting. How much does sexy underwear matter? And think of Trump in a thong while you answer this. So he's wearing a corset of sorts, and he's sort of dancing playfully, trying to get Melania off, but it's not quite working. Yeah.
I never cared about lingerie. I think that it's for different strokes for different folks, you know, because I think that there's an element of people that are attracted to people in lingerie. There's an element to like feeling attractive yourself while you're in the lingerie. Personally, for me, I think that like comfortable clothes are hotter, and lingerie always like makes it seem like it's like too, I don't know, like too tight or something.
Right. Or like a lot of effort is being had in the same way that like, I don't like a full face of makeup and jewelry and stuff like that.
Right. I also I have a distaste for makeup, and high heels freak me out. It just seems painful. Weird. And I'm like, why?
Or like when you get really close, you can just see it. It's just like very thick and uncomfortable. You can tell some of the makeup is.
Nothing's hotter to me than a gray hoodie and granny panties. And I'm not even kidding. I think that's sexy.
I'm wearing that right now. This is insane. All right. What Jeremy Umpleby. Umpleby. What's the most fucked up thing you've seen on the internet?
You know, I'll tell you what. Like the, I was looking for, like a lot of people, I was like, I spent some months of the quarantine thinking about getting a quarantine dog. And one of the dog rescue places that I was like looking into, they seem to really specialize with like dogs that like really suffered some abuse and some trauma. And they're also always asking for money for the surgery for these dogs. And sometimes I'm still like in my suggested things on Instagram from them, or like from their emails that I was like on in the listserv, they'll like send me photos of like these really mistreated dogs, like dogs that were attacked by other dogs, dogs that like were held on a leash for too long and their like necks all chafing, and they're like, donate money for sprinkle surgery. And it's just like, it's, you feel for the pups, but like it's such a fucked up photo of like a pit bull's exploded face, and like you shouldn't be allowed to put that in my email. That's, I should, yeah, that should be like flagged for, like I should have to click through to see that.
Vital sees them in like ads, like Facebook ads, like she donates money to like some like puppy organization, and then like the next day it's like, here's this abused dog. And it's like, Jesus, I'm just on Facebook.
Yeah, you
can't be able to use that.
What about you? What's the most fucked up thing you've seen on the internet?
I mean, as you know, as someone who was a teenager when the internet was coming of age, there was no holds barred back then. You could see whatever you want. And you're like 16 and you're like, holy shit, this is fucking insane. So like, remember like some of the shit on like rotten.com? Like, yeah, some of the stuff was fucking bleak, dark, weird, like self-mutilation, weird death shit. There's no end to the insanity on the internet. It's a dangerous question.
Don't start pulling the thread. Really don't start pulling. I'm thinking about one video that you made me watch once, I think, that I cannot unsee. I won't even talk about it on this podcast.
Oh, is that the one where the shit was going up into my ass? That was me.
That was a video that you made.
Yeah, it looked like I was getting pegged by my own logs. Yeah.
You put that on rotten.com.
It was rejected. It wasn't rotten enough. I mean, Tub Girl alone was like a popular meme of like a weird woman diarrheaing as a fountain onto her own head.
And I mean, that
was,
we all like, watched like Two Girls, One Cup in The Office. Like,
oh yeah, that's a great answer. This foul.
That was, and that was like a video that most people saw on their own, or like maybe with a friend. We like had it playing publicly at the office with like 40 people around, like cracking up. Jeff Rosenberg's like eating cookies during that video.
Eating pudding. Do you have any questions that you see?
Ryan Davis says, how's your beard game going? What's your routine? And it occurred to me that a question stuck out to me because I'm currently growing my beard. I feel like I go through seasons with my beard where like right now I'm trying to not cut it for until New Year's.
Uh-oh. You're doing that thing again.
What?
You know where it's headed. This is where you look like a weird homeless person for like 3 months for seemingly no reason.
That's
your
right.
Beard looks bad. Your hair's overgrown.
That's right.
And then like in April, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? And then you get a haircut and it's like, oh, I look much better.
Yeah.
So you might as well just fast forward to that point. You can already look like that better person already right now.
That is interesting.
I don't know why you put yourself and your loved ones through this weird phase of self-uglification.
I think my beard looks cool when it's really big.
Yeah, but then like it's cool when it's full, and then it like it gets too full. There's the excess 2 months where it's like a little bit too much, and it starts going to your mouth, and you start like drinking a smoothie, and it gets stuck in your mustache.
We're at the point right now where the mustache hairs come over the lip. Like I got to put them out to the side.
Yeah, yeah. I'm due for another haircut at home too. Like the hair is falling into my eyes when I like look down at stuff. It's not
what do
a
you
good,
do to trim your feeling. Beard?
Just normal, usual hair trimmers. And stuff
that's
like
the length that you'd like to keep it at right now.
Yeah. And when it gets into my mouth, I don't like that feeling anymore.
Would you ever go shorter? Would you ever go back to the stubble days of yore?
That would be interesting. I don't know. I don't have a desire to, but maybe just to see what it's like.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. I think now is the time where we can all experiment with our facial hair and our hair. And
our bodies specifically.
That's right.
Maybe I'll get a temp tattoo on my neck or something like that.
That's a cool idea. I love that for you.
A few more questions before we run out of time. A week ago, I listened to the Morning After Trump podcast in preparation for the election. It'd be great if you could compare the feeling then and the feeling now.
Man, for one thing, I was incredibly hungover during that podcast.
Interesting.
Like when the election started to go south on Tuesday in 2016, I got drunk. Drank a lot of whiskey. So the next day I was like, it felt like a hangover, like an emotional one and also a physical one. I remember feeling like we needed to like connect with the people that abandoned us. And now I feel like we don't need to do that anymore. Like they need to connect back with us. They need to come back to reality. And there's more of us than there are of them. So if they're going to be crazy and racist, they should just go fuck off.
That's another like internet debate right now is like, reach out to a Trump supporter. Like, you know how much pain they're going through. And like, shouldn't we be uniting and not dividing?
I think not. That, well, at least that's not my job. That's Joe Biden's job now. But I for one, this morning was listening to conservative talk radio and just laughing because it's so fun to hear them talk about, like, you know, it's not over. It's not over. We've got a challenge in court. The votes are actually close in Georgia. They're talking about like Arizona. It's like it's only 29,000 votes behind. Like that is actually a lot of votes.
Yeah, that's a basketball stadium filled with people who preferred Biden to Trump. So I don't know if you're going to find that many sources of fraud. Mm-hmm. Question mark. Is Rudy Giuliani on the case? Because last I saw, he was next to a dumpster yelling at the clouds. So I don't know if you have your best man on the job.
Yeah, got tricked by Sacha Baron Cohen. I don't think he's bright.
All right, we got a lot of more questions, but maybe we should try to answer them as the JNA AMA on our Patreon.
That is right. So if you're hearing this on Monday, just know that on Thursday, there will be a video of us answering the other questions that we didn't get to.
Yeah, I mean, there's hundreds of good ones. Dozens.
Read me a teaser that we're going to answer on JMA AMA.
Can you remember, this is from Alex Sexton writes, can you remember a time when you thought you were being recognized as Jake and or Amir and you acted on it, but you had read the situation incorrectly?
I've got a small and embarrassing, very cringy story to tell on JNA AMA.
All right, cool. Sweet. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I guess we're back. Another 4 years. What can we say? The people have spoken.
They wanted us.
We have a we have a mandate.
That's right. That's a wide rebuke of Trump and a pro Jake and Amir movement. I can't believe it.
A Jake and Amir wave. I can't believe we carried Illinois for the man.
A Jew wave.
You're welcome, I guess. All right. This closing theme song is by Ethan Dawson from Perth, Australia. So maybe we should go back there.
Yes. Oh, goddamn. I never thought I'd say that I missed Perth as much as I do, but I miss you guys.
Ethan says he woke up early on a Saturday, worked out, then smoked a bowl and made this acoustic song. Shout out to Alex Caruso, his girlfriend Kate, his drummer Aaron.
Okay.
So there you have it. All right. Thank you, Ethan. Did I ever say who did the All the Small Things parody?
I honestly don't think so.
I don't think so either. Wow. That was Matt Windsor.
Okay.
We are the county cousins from the beautiful Prince Edward County in Ontario, Canada. Another place we should go to. So a Canadian and an Australian making theme songs for us.
Yeah, damn. Let's do it.
And they posted cover songs on YouTube. So this is good. I'm telling you guys at the end of the episode, so you don't have to remember it the whole episode. The County Cousins cover songs on YouTube. They made the All the Small Things parody. Ethan made this closing theme song. And that's it. Thank you for your time. If you have any more questions or theme songs, send them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And we're out for now.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Later. If I were you with these coy dudes, it's Jake and Amir that make your dreams come true. Just write them on gmail.com. If I were you, I'd help you through.
was a HeadGum Original.